Arizona Science is supported by Research Corporation for Science Advancement.
For Arizona Public Media, I'm Tim Swindle, Professor Emeritus of Planetary Science at the University of Arizona, and this is Arizona Science. Joining me today is Murat Kasira, the Director of the University of Arizona Controlled Environment Agriculture Center. Welcome, Murat.
Hi, Tim. Thank you.
Murat, you've been working on applying artificial intelligence, or AI, to growing produce. I think a basic question is, how can you apply AI to plants?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So we are working in controlled environment settings for crop production. This is a technology platform where you are able to optimize growing conditions such as temperature, humidity, light intensities, and carbon dioxide, and other environmental conditions for an optimal crop production. Traditionally speaking, the environment is controlled using sensors, providing the feedback about the environment and with fixed set points. So the computer makes adjustments based on those fixed set points. So we want to take it to the next step through AI integration for environmental control, meaning that the computer would still receive feedback from sensors, the information of crop growth cycle and crop health, but also the information from greenhouse internal conditions as well as external climatic conditions. So the computer can adjust the set points dynamically.
You've been working on controlled environment agriculture for a long time. How much has that penetrated the market?
It's growing, especially in North America, as we are challenged in terms of climate being more dynamic, the pressure for our growers producing outdoors, the consumers' expectations in terms of the quality of the produce, the consistency, the flavor, the taste, and freshness of it. There is an increasing demand for produce coming from controlled environment agriculture settings.
Once you've developed an AI in a controlled environment, do you think it will generalize to open-air agriculture? Are there ways to do that?
Of course. AI can, I believe, revolutionize the farming and agriculture in both field agriculture settings as well as controlled environment agriculture settings.
How long do you think it will take until the things that you come up with via the AI will make it into production?
There are technologies already out there being used as part of precision agriculture in field agriculture settings, as well as in controlled environment agriculture settings right now. You know, sensors providing information, or drones, satellites, right, providing imaging data or crop or field-based information for operators or farmers to utilize that information to improve resource use. And similarly, in controlled environment agriculture settings, we also have technologies with sensors and, you know, climate control computers and operators utilizing that data. I think where we will see the trends with AI is that in the short term, being able to leverage the existing data and use that data through models, through predictive analytics, to improve the operational capabilities of the farmer or maybe the intelligent, you know, climate control computers that are being used. I think it will empower the environmental control systems, or it will empower the growers with this strategy. I think in the mid to longer terms, we will see more autonomous greenhouses. For example, they are able to operate on their own with the technology, robotics, automation, mechanization embedded, using models with these autonomous greenhouses or autonomous vertical farms. Similarly, in the field conditions, I believe there will be more model embedded or further digital, you know, digital twins used in farming settings and in agricultural settings. So it will get further advanced, further intelligent as we kind of move towards the upcoming, you know, years, future years, all in all to really enhance our capabilities for improved resource use and resource use efficiencies.
Thanks for coming in and talking with us, Murat.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Our guest today has been Murat Kasira, who is working on ways to use artificial intelligence in growing crops. This is Tim Swindle, and you have been listening to Arizona Science. You can also listen to this and other Arizona Science segments by going to the AZPM website at azpm.org.
Thank you to Research Corporation for Science Advancement for their support of Arizona Science.